Good evening, praise the Lord. Start our worship. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for all that we are able to achieve from morning till now. We pray, O God, that you revive us. You also rejuvenate us, give us strength and good health, O God, to go and save you and to do the very work of yours in the name of Jesus. O Lord, I pray, O God, to strengthen all the students and the parents. O God, they did the exam today in the name of Jesus. I pray also, Lord, to help each and every family, that every family will be in order, the husband, the head of the family, lead the family and in following you, and the wife to submit to the husbands and to your will, and also for the children to be in order, to respect their parents and do the work of yours faithfully. Thank you, Lord, for all the jobs and all the work of our brethren have. Oh God, we thank for the service and the income, maintain it and reward them and bless them as they are working hard, maintain their incomes in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, that you protect each and every one of us from this coronavirus, from any threats, from any sicknesses or diseases. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, you guide and you lead and you provide. It will be done in our life, and lead us to do the things that you want us to do. Declare your will and your good plan for each one of us in the name of Jesus. I pray for your provision for each and every one of us. Open your hand, O God. Provide the need of each and every family, member, congregation of the church in the name of Jesus. We pray you be with all the pastors and workers and also the leaders to preach your word, to speak your goodness to others, to be firm in faith, to have more faith and trust in you, that you will do a great things for them in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, you continue to evangelize, continue reaching new people, new cities, new areas with the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, you prosper the church in UAE, in Oman, Kuwait, Lord, and also, O Lord, in also in Iraq and Syria, in Sri Lanka, in Philippines, Lord, in other places in the world, in America, also in Australia, we pray you raise up workers more and more, that we will serve you wholeheartedly, we will do the work of yours faithfully, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let it be done in our life. Lead us and guide us and help us, O Lord. I pray for those who have special problem or they are having struggle with certain issues, give them wisdom and give them solutions and open doors for them to continue to serve you wholeheartedly. I pray, Lord, we commit to you also our worship tonight, our songs, anoint the giving and the message and the prayers. I pray you take the message and you take the service, spread it, to reach each and every member and church congregation so that your people get edified with your word, get strengthened, and get encouraged. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and praise the Lord and thank Him and worshiping Him in the Spirit and in truth. Love your hand to the Lord.
You are my love in my life.
bless you and to praise you for all your goodness and your faithfulness to us. And so God, renew our life as we are coming to you. Lord, take all the hindrances in the front of my brothers and sisters to come to you, O God. Take it away, whatever sin that they are entangled in. They are coming back to you, O Lord. Revive them, O Lord, and change their life to be transformed so that they do the things that will please you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, to minister to each and every one of us hearts, O God, as we surrender our life to you, my brothers and my sisters, as they surrender their life and will to you, Lord, you transform them, O God. Help each and every one of them to commit their lives and their ways, to go along your word and your will. Speak your word to us tonight and lead us. We bless you, Jesus. Let us commit ourselves to the Lord, that His word will be the light for our feet and our path. We are depending on, so that we can continue, so that we continue to walk through the path that you ordained for us to pass through the narrow gate. I pray that your word will help us to find it, because you say many they will try to find but they will not. Lead us with your word to find the narrow gate and the path that you ordained for us. Thank you. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. It's now time to honor the Lord with our tithes and offering and our first fruit. Part of our worship to give was due to the Lord. Tithes and offering and first fruit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your people who commit their life, their ways to honor you, to worship you, to save you, to give was due for you. I pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, as they give, return back to them 1,000 times blessings, more, but 1,000 times more than what they give. Open the windows of heaven and bless them. Rebuke the devourer from their life and don't allow the pest to come in, and don't allow the fruit and the vine to be cast down. And I pray that you will let all the nation know and see that we are blessed. But I pray for this money, anointed, protected, multiply it, and I pray for wisdom upon those who will use it. Lord, I pray it will be spent only to the things that you ordained to be spent for. We thank you, God. We bless you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We continue today. We speak about Book of Revelation, chapter 22. We had already spoken about the new heaven and the new earth. Today, we'll continue. It will be the last part of our series, Life After Death. The Lord has enabled us to go through much details, and we're able, with the grace of God and help, to finish the Book of Revelation. I'll read from verse 8 to verse 21. And as John saw these things and hear them, and when I hear them and seeing, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then said he unto me, See thou, do it not, for I am thy fellow servants, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he said unto me, Seal not the saying of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And I, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and warmongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that hears say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part of the out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifies these things says, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Lord, thank you for your grace, for your love and your care to us. Thank you for always you send your word to us to help us, to encourage us. O Lord, revive us tonight, and let your word be a food and strength to continue to go on our journey in saving you and do the work of yours. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. John already had seen the new heaven and new earth. And here we find that in verse 8, after he has seen these things, when I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. He was overwhelmed with what he saw. He was overwhelmed with the message. So he worshipped the messenger. Certain time, we are overwhelmed with the speaker or with the message we had heard, and we forget to focus back on God. We need not to focus on the one who preached, but the one who sent the message to us. Here, John, he wanted to worship the angel, but the angel corrected him. Then said he unto me, See thou, do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren, the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. He told them, don't do it. Even today, the Lord does not want us to admire a message or a preacher, but He wants us to admire He and to glorify Him and to honor Him who sent us His word to deliver us from our troubles. And He said unto me, seal not the saying of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Here's the assignment for John and for us today and for the church. He told him, seal not the saying of the prophecy. We need to proclaim it. We need to not to close our mouth or close the Bible and finish. No. We need to tell the word of God and proclaim it to others who are in need to hear the word of the Lord. Seal it not. For the time is at hand. It's the right time to proclaim it. God wants us to say His word to others. It's a warning word, it's an encouraging word, warning word to those who are sinning, so they will repent, encouraging word to those who are obedient, so they will continue to do what is right according to the word of God that they are living on. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. We need to continue to proclaim the message. We need to continue to live the message. What he say here in verse 11, that there are people who are filthy, who are unjust, who are wicked, and he said that they will become worse. And he said also there are people who are righteous, and there are people who are just, and there are people who are holy, and they will be holy more. What he mean here, don't get discouraged not to proclaim the message, because wickedness is there. But also righteousness is there. There will be persecution. There will be bad people around you, but there's also good people, they will listen. There are people who will repent. There are people who will become worse. The more they hear the message, the more they are becoming worse. But that should not discourage you, because there is in the same way, in the other side, people who will hear the message and become better. They are righteous, they become more righteous. They are holy, they become more holy. You don't know what God will bring the outcome of the ministry, but we need to continue to proclaim the message. In Matthew chapter 24, the Lord just say about the things that become worse as we progress forward towards eternity. And He told, let those who are wicked, let them more. Let them, the angels, let them more. Let them be more. Let the filthy become more filthy. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 6 to 8, he say, and ye shall hear of wars, and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but then is not yet. We are hearing all that. We should not be troubled. We should continue the ministry. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places. And these are the beginning of sorrows. These all will come, and we will be persecuted, we will be abused, we will be having injustice against us, people will mock us, laugh on us. The more we preach, the more they are getting angry, the more they become worse. But in the same way, there people will listen. That's why we need to continue. Verse 12 and 13, Matthew 24, verse 12 and 13. And because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. He said that because of sin, many who love the Lord, they become cold. They don't like to preach, they don't like to serve, they don't like to persevere, because people becoming more wicked, they are discouraged. He said, don't discourage. Don't be discouraged, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. There will be salvation to those who we are, that we continue to persevere unto the end. We will not give up. The Lord will come. Let's go back to Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be it. Now hear the point. The Lord will come and His reward will be with Him. So, we should not be discouraged. Let us not think about those who are disobedient, who trouble us. Let us think about those who are obedient to become better when we follow them up and we give them the word of God. Amen? Because Jesus will come and He will reward us. He will come quickly. And He will give to every man according as his work shall be. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Jesus is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the Alpha and Omega. We have to trust Him. Blessed are they that do His commandments. If we do the commandments of the Lord, we'll be blessed. That's why we need to obey. That they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. We'll have the right for Jesus. As we repent, the way for Jesus is open for us. We discussed in the previous week that God had put angel at the entrance toward the tree of life so that man will not eat and live. But as we repent, as we continue to do the commandments of the Lord, we will have the right to the tree of life. For without our dogs, let us be reminded, as we continue to obey, we will be with the Lord in the new heaven and new earth. Amen. Are you excited to be there or no? I am very excited to be there. I can't wait that the Lord would come and take me. Amen. For without our dogs, those who are not entered, sorcerers and unbelievers, the sorcerers, those magicians and warmongers, the prostitutes and immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie, those who are evildoers, they don't want to be changed, they will be outside. Verse 16, I just have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. He said, I send your angel, my angel, so that the churches will be hearing the message. I send him to testify, and new churches and new people today, you continue to proclaim the message. I am the root and the beginning of David. He is saying, I am the root. He is the root of Israel. And with this message, Jesus again is preaching the gospel to the Jewish people to come back to Him, that He is their Redeemer and He is the Messiah. They need to believe on Him. And He is the offspring of David. He is the son of David in the flesh. And the Spirit and the Christ say, come. The Christ is the church of Jesus. The church of Jesus is led and moved by the Spirit of God on earth to proclaim the message and to live the life that God wants His church to live. The Spirit and the church, the Christ say, come. Come, Lord Jesus. And we say, come, Lord Jesus. It means that we are ready. Amen? When we say, come, Lord Jesus, it means that I am ready. And let him that hear it say, come. Which time you say come? It means that we amend our way, we repented, we started to follow what God wants us to follow, and let him that is athirst come. The one who is thirsty, come to the salvation of Jesus. Jesus will help you, and Jesus will let you be ready to say with us, come. Come to the water of life, to the Holy Spirit, to the salvation of Christ. The blood of Jesus had shed over on the cross for us, for you. Come, you are weary and thirsty, and receive rest and salvation from the Lord. And whosoever will let him take the water of life freely, and whoever will come to Christ, he will take the water of life, the eternal life, the Holy Spirit, the tree of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, will be with him forever. As he come in the new heaven and the new earth. For I testify unto every man that here is the words of the prophecy of this book. That's why we need to testify. We need to preach, we need to proclaim the message. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. God does not want us to add anything to what is written in the whole Bible. Amen? Either by words or by action or deeds, we should not add. And also in verse 19, if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take his part out of the book of life. If we take anything out, any word of God out, by action or by words or by our deed that nullifies certain scriptures, then God would take that person out of the book of life and out of the holy city, the new heaven and new earth, and from the things which are written in this book, all the promises of God that He will fulfill to us in the new heaven and new earth will be taken away when we remove things from His word and from His book. He which testifies these things says, surely I come quickly. Jesus is coming quickly. And we, when we say, come with me, Lord, I am ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. We are testifying in the Spirit as a church, as the body of Christ, calling upon the Lord. Come, Lord. Let us stand in God's presence now. Let's examine ourselves. Can we say, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come? Can we say to the Lord, come? Come, Lord Jesus. Yes. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let us, as we sing this song, renew my life, Lord Jesus. Let us be attuned with the message, with the word of God, that God wants us to do, that God wants us to live, that God wants us to go on and saving Him, not to be discouraged, not to be faltered, not to be daunted because of persecution or wickedness. The Lord will help us, the Lord will sustain us, the Lord will encourage us to go on and serve Him. God, for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Continue, Lord, to work in the life of your church and your people. Thank you, God, for showing us the truth. Thank you for your word that outlined to us our future in the new heaven and the new earth. God, I pray for my brethren who are persevering to obey you. Lord, sustain them and give them strength. Perseverance, take discouragement, take fear, take doubt, take sorrows from their heart. Refresh them, O Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Take away discouragement from their heart and mind. Help them to persevere in spite of all, O God, the wicked thing that is, Lord, done against them. Help us, Lord, to persevere as a church. Help me, Lord, to persevere in spite of all persecution and opposition and rejection and the work of devil against your word, against your work, against your church, against us, against me, against your people. Lord, we trust you that you will prevail. You will help us. You will come. Come, Lord Jesus. In your spirit, in him, Lord, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Your reward is with your hand. And you will give to everyone according to his deed. We trust you, God. As we obey your commands, you will come and you will reward us. And you will take us with you to live forever with you in the new heaven and new earth. Take this word of yours, make us to breathe, and make it leave those who are in need of it. God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God, let your hand be with us. Keep us from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in this name. Amen and amen.
Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.